Hotho wanted ships. There's wildlings, stealing down from the north, more than I've ever seen before. They cross the Bay of Seals in little boats and wash up on our shores. The crows in Eastwatch are too few to stop them, and they go to ground quick as weasels. It's long ships we need, aye, and strong men to sail them. The great John took too many. Half our harvest has gone to seed for want of arms to swing the scythe. Sir Roderick pulled at his whiskers. You have forests of tall pine and old oak. Lord Manderley has shipwrights and sailors in plenty. Together you ought to be able to float enough longships to guard both your coasts. Manderley! Ha! Moore's umber snorted. That great waddling sack of suet! His own people muck him, as Lord Lamprey, I've heard. The man can scarce walk. If you stuck a sword in his belly, 10,000 eels would wriggle out.
He is fat, Sir Roderick admitted, but he is not stupid. You will work with him, or the king will know the reason why.
And to Bran's astonishment, the truculent umbers agreed to do as he commanded, though not without grumbling.
While they were sitting at audience, the Glover men arrived from Deepwood Mutt, and a large party of tall hearts from Torren Square. Galbert and Robert Glover had left Deepwood in the hands of Robert's wife, but it was their steward who came to Winterfell.